Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. You can listen to the Marty Shergold Show podcast anywhere, even while taking a hot shower powered by Ream, Australia's favourite hot water. From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
As we do this.
Top six at six.
Good start.
Good one.
Good start to the week.
Yeah.
Number one at the top six at six. Just the headlines. Bon Mott's AFL chief destroys Meatloaf at Big Freeze Plunge. Gillon McLachlan did not miss at all.
The artist, not the meal.
Well said, clarification.
Yeah.
No, smashed good clarification. Yeah. He killed the Meatloaf. Did you see him? He's such a pig. Oh, Gillon, give someone else some Meatloaf.
Share it around.
Number two, double standard ScoMo's move that infuriated 7 million.
What is that?
Going about. To the G7 summit, and he's just off around the UK now, and people are like, well, I can't see my family. You're not giving me a time frame, but you're in the UK.
Yeah, classic ScoMo.
Yeah.
Number three, about 24,000 people still without power as Victoria's storm recovery continues.
I can't believe that.
It's a hard one to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you can go this long
without power.
Yeah, I know, but there's a lot of issues involved, so let's not simplify it. Number four, Peter Credlin lands Queen's birthday honour for her work with Tony Abbott.
I mean,
I was surprised about that.
Surprised.
Anybody else?
It could have knocked me over with a feather between her and Chris Hemsworth. They're giving them out.
Yeah,
I mean, honest to God, Thor? You'd have to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Have a leg day.
You have a leg day. Right.
You have a leg day.
Like Oprah.
You got a leg day. You got a leg day. You got a leg day.
It's leg day.
It's leg day. Number five, fixture chaos as footy abandons Melbourne. Yeah, that's a pain, but that's life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Number six, the Veronicas step off a Qantas flight in matching outfit just days after slamming the airline on stage amid their two-year feud. Oh. Still won't fly Virgin.
No. Remember they were kicked off the Qantas plane?
Yeah.
Were they?
For the overhead luggage disaster.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
The Veronicas. They should have to be in the overhead luggage compartment for flights. What's on the
back page? It's the back page for KO Sport Lives Here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. If you are new to KO, start your 14-day free trial.
Yes.
Will.
Morning, Troy.
How are you?
Morning, team.
How are you, Will?
I'm well.
Good what happened on sport. The weekend?
In the sports world, there was a lot of
what
upsets.
What about North?
Oh.
The draw.
Some crazy results over the weekend in the footy.
Who said we wouldn't win a game and a half this year?
No one saw a draw coming. None bigger than the upset yesterday. Collingwood defeating Melbourne by 17 points at the SCG. Mm. Collingwood just dominated.
I know. It's mad. Why does this always happen when coaches lose their job?
And all of a sudden, their form line over the last month is starting to look pretty decent.
Well,
they're
two in a row, aren't they?
Yeah.
I just made that up.
And then close losses to Port and Geelong as well. So it's ironic that he got sacked because that's the win that ultimately could have saved his career.
Mm.
But all of a sudden, he's out the door.
You never know what's going on behind the scenes. He might have got sacked weeks and weeks and weeks ago.
Possibly.
In somebody's mind.
And you're probably right. Scott Pendlebury was very good once again, awarded the Neil Danaher Trophy for best on ground. Darcy Cameron kicked four goals for the Pies. Brody Majacek kicking three. And the Big Freeze, of course, went very well. Fight M&D
looked
Foundation.
Looked a bit of fun.
Always a bit of fun.
Billy Brownless et al.
Et al. Gillon McLachlan was probably the headline of people
Didn't he go hard on Meatloaf?
Went down the slide.
Almost into defamation territory.
He smashed Meatloaf.
Sure did.
We'll talk about it a little later on. Yeah, but there were some great outfits once again. Craig Bellamy filming something as Elsa from Frozen.
Oh, I miss Craig Bellamy's one.
It was from Queensland, of course. He couldn't make his way down, but that was nice.
Because I didn't realise it was pre-game.
Oh, sorry, Lauren.
What was that?
Just on YouTube.
Watching some TikTok?
No, it was an ad.
I didn't realise that it was pre-game. I thought it was going to be half-time.
No, they always do it pre-game, and they had to do it from the MCG.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah.
I've only seen highlights.
Oh, the highlights are good.
Oh,
I recommend
all you
going
need
back.
To see.
So no footy in Melbourne this weekend. AFL crowds are still locked out of Victorian matches, so Two games were shifted to Tasmania, including North Melbourne versus Brisbane on Saturday.
What a crowd that'll get.
Well, I'll get to the crowds in a second. Hawthorn and Essendon got moved from the MCG to Launceston at UTAS Stadium for Sunday. So the North Melbourne Giants game that ended in a draw.
How many?
3,462 people. Lowest ever home and away crowd for a Tasmanian game.
I said six and a half.
Yeah.
And it was 3.5.
Under 3.5.
Oh, my God.
So very disappointing for the Tasmanian people that would have been expecting, you know, hopefully a bigger crowd for a state that's pushing for a team.
I mean, even with government funding to be down in Tassie for North.
Yeah.
To get a home game that's that size.
It's hardly the most inspiring game, to be fair.
What is the point? Is it North's job to grow the AFL in Tasmania? Like, what position are we coming at this from? 3,500 people?
Yeah.
Jim Jefferies will do that. I mean, are you kidding me?
He's a very popular comedian.
Christ almighty.
Friday night's blockbuster.
I mean, that's half a house for Carl Barron. I mean, is this a joke?
Friday night's blockbuster between Geelong and the Dogs will go ahead behind closed doors at GMHBA Stadium in Geelong.
What a terrible, terrible event that'll be.
It's disappointing for the Cats because they would have made a lot of money from it. And Olympic swimming trials quickly. We've had some big results. Kaylee McEwen.
This is a big story. Don't worry about the results. What about the background stuff that's going on there?
I want to focus on the
misogyny. The boys' club, making young teenage boys wear girls' swimmers, the fat shaming.
Yes.
The culture of Australian swimming is appalling and it's never been any different.
Okay, we'll leave it.
You go back to the Still Knox trips, the polling that goes on between all of them. I don't like it.
So that's it?
I don't like it.
Don't like it at all.
Okay.
Well done, Will.
Will's backing away from the mic.
Good sport, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. Hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.